The afternoon, we'll keep a moment to quiet, still ourselves and call to mind our hopes and intentions for the meeting, and then two brief prayers. Gracious God, we give thanks for Councillor Val Arnold's year chairing this council, and we pray for her as she goes to chair at Northallerton for North Yorkshire County Council. And we pray for Councillor Bob Gardner as he chairs these meetings in the coming year, for your guiding and blessing. Amen. And then a Pentecost Whitsun prayer. May the grace of joy be ours. May the grace of peace be ours. May the grace of patience be ours. May the grace of kindness be ours. May the grace of goodness be ours. May the grace of faithfulness be ours. May the grace of love be ours. Holy Spirit of sevenfold power, pour out on us your light this meeting and every day. Keep us faithful and true. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew.
Pleasure.
Okay. Hello, I welcome fellow members, honorary aldermen, ladies and gentlemen, to the 43rd annual meeting of the council. Would all councillors and officers and members of the public please ensure that their mobile phones are actually switched off? And do all councillors have with them the council book with which constitutes the agenda papers for this meeting? Yes. Okay. Next, I call upon the Chief Executive to explain the emergency evacuation arrangements for all persons in the council chamber.
Thank you, Chairman. There are no planned drills this afternoon, so if the alarm does go off, it's for real, and we ask members and members of the public to evacuate the building using the fire exit at the back of the room or the wedding doors. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda, item two, is to elect a chairman of the council for the ensuing year. Can I ask, are there any nominations for the position of chairman of the council? Councillor Cowling.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. As ever, I shall be brief.
But have a seconder first, please, Councillor Cowling. Councillor Arnold, thank you. Councillor Cowling.
Right, thank you. Yes, I will be brief, but I think it does give me a great deal of pleasure to be able to nominate Bob as chairman of this council. I have every faith in Bob. I think he has the welfare of the whole of the district and of this council at heart, and I'm certain that he will represent us very well and that he will be a really good ambassador for Rydale. Gives me a lot of pleasure to be able to nominate him.
Thank you. Does the seconder wish to speak?
No, thank you.
Do I have any other nominations for chairman of the council, please? No? Now then, put that to the vote, please.
That's 20 votes for and 4 abstentions.
The motion is carried, so I hereby declare that Councillor Gardner has been elected chairman of the council for the ensuing year until his successor becomes entitled to act as chairman. Congratulations, Councillor Gardner. I call upon Councillor Garner to read and sign the declaration of acceptance of office as prescribed by law.
I, Robert William Keith Gardner, having been elected to the office of Chairman of Rydale District Council, declare that I take that office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it according to the best of my judgment and ability.
Thank you. The Chief Executive will then countersign the declaration, and afterwards I shall invest Councillor Gardner with the chain of office.
Well, thank you very much, Council, for electing me. It is a great honour, and I very much appreciate it. I've been in Rydale for 30 years now, and much has been mentioned before about most of us here, because we do love this area and work very hard for it, and I hope in this position to be able to help as much as I can promoting Rydale. I will also be continuing to help the people of Kirby Marside and Wombleton, of course, my ward. So in this ensuing year, if I can help anybody in this position, please come to me and I'll see if I can help. In the meantime, thank you once again. I've got used to using this. Turning to item number 3 on the agenda, I will now move a vote of thanks to the retiring chairman for the work undertaken on behalf of the council during her year in office. Is that seconded? Thank you, Councillor Cowling. I therefore put this motion to the meeting. All those in favour, please show.
That's carried unanimously.
In my capacity as new chairman of council, I'll now present the retiring chairman with her past chairman's badge. It's been a great pleasure to work with Val this year. She's a wonderful character and has lit up many of my days with the fun she brings to these offices. I'm impressed as well by the amount of work you do. The people who do this role and the county council role is amazing. There must be a lot of miles covered. And then there are the other bodies that you're on. Society is lucky to have such altruistic people. I wish you very best of luck tomorrow at county. And I would now like to ask you to reply to the vote of thanks.
Right. Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you very much, Bob. Fellow members, chief executive, other officers, and members of staff and friends, I've had an absolutely wonderful year as your chairman, and I would firstly like to thank Marie and Jane, who have looked after me, which has been a very hard job, I must admit, over the past year with support and guidance and ensuring that I am in the right place at the right time. Also, many thanks to Janet. Thank you, Janet. And other members of staff who have helped and guided me throughout my chairmanship. My thanks also go to Andrew and Susan, my chaplains, whose prayers at council are always appropriate for the occasion. I had a wonderful civic service in March and was very glad of their help and guidance for the service. As your chairman, I have been to many very interesting events where it was a pleasure to represent and promote Rydale. One event in particular was a production in Malton by Kirkham School of Dancing. The production was Singing in the Rain. We had a very entertaining evening with excellent singing and dancing by many young people. It actually rained on the stage. It was very, very enjoyable. I have had two fundraising events for my chosen charities, Macmillan Cancer and Air Ambulance. And I thank everyone who has supported me at these events. One event being a lovely Sunday lunch, it was organised by Linda. Thank you, Linda. And the support was fantastic, and we actually raised just over £900. It was wonderful. Many parishes have also given donations, for which I am extremely grateful. Steve here actually ran the Helmsley 10K run, and he raised £200 and a sore ankle. I was there actually to assist him at the finish with the gas and air. I didn't actually need it, but I was there to assist him. And finally, I'd like to thank... Oh, I can't remember your name.
Again.
Can't remember your name.
Again.
Oh, yes, my hubby Steve, who has given me constant support throughout the year, and to all of you for allowing me to be your chairman. Thank you very much.
I call upon Steve Arnold to invest Mrs. Helen Gardner with the chairman's consort chain and badge of office. I now call upon Mrs. Gardner to present the past chairman's consort, Steve Arnold, with a gift.
More kisses. Thank you very much.
You can leave the stage if you want now.
All of us.
Or you can sit there and we'll go down there. Moving on to item four, to appoint a vice chairman for the council for the ensuing year. Are there any nominations for the position of vice chairman of council?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I'd like to nominate Councillor William Oxley.
Is that nomination seconded? Councillor Bailey, thank you.
I know I'm seconding Councillor Oxley. It's a good opportunity because he's not here, isn't it? I do know that. I understand he accepts the post. I understand that he will be willing to do that. It's unfortunate that he's not here today. But at the same time, I know he has a long and thorough understanding of the business of the local people. And I'm sure that he will be a good and fitting support to you, Chairman, in your year.
Are there any other nominations? I can call upon Councillor Cowling to make her speech in favour of the motion.
Briefly, because I think Jim said most of what I would say, and I'm sure that Will will be a really good support to you in your year of office, and his knowledge of local government will be invaluable to us. Thank you.
As the motion has been moved and seconded, I'll put it to the vote.
19 votes for and 5 abstentions.
The motion is carried. I hereby declare that Councillor Oxley has been appointed Vice Chairman of the Council for the ensuing year until his successor is entitled to act as Vice Chairman. Councillor Oxley will, on his return, sign the declaration of acceptance of office as prescribed by law, and the Chief Executive will countersign the declaration. The Vice Chairman has advised me that his consort will be his wife, Mrs. Pat Oxley. Going on to item 5, apologies for absence. Do we have any apologies?
Apologies have been received from Councillor Burr, Councillor Keel, Councillor Shields, Councillor Oxley, and for late arrival from Councillor Goodrick.
Thank you. Item 6 on the agenda is to endorse the minutes of the last annual meeting of the Council held on the 21st of May 2015. The minutes are at pages 5 to 20 of the agenda. As Chairman of the Council, I move that the minutes of the previous meeting be signed as a correct record. Is that seconded? As the motion has been moved and seconded, I'll put it to the vote.
21 votes for, 3 abstentions.
That motion is carried. Sorry. Moving on to item 7 on the agenda, urgent business. I can confirm that there are no items. And moving on to 8. Do any members have any declaration of interest under item 8 of the agenda? On item 9, I have the following announcements. The Chairman's charities this year will continue Yorkshire Air Ambulance, because it's a very popular and worthwhile charity. My other one will be a group of charities called the Rydale Charities Together. This is a group of small charities in the area, Rydale based, so it's good for this council to support it, or the people to support it. And it has various things like looking after children and people with mental issues, etc., etc. If you look it up on their website, Rydale's Charities Together, you can see that they're doing a lot of good work in the area. But Chaplain, I'll continue with Andrew De Smet and Susan Binks for the next year. And moving on to item 10 of the agenda relating to the appointment of leader and deputy leader of council. The starting point is that the council's constitution states that annual council may appoint a leader and a deputy leader. I propose dealing with this in two parts for each position, namely inviting a motion on the principle of having a leader and a deputy leader, and only if that motion is passed will we progress to nominations for the position. Does anyone wish to move a motion on the principle of having a leader of council?
Mr. Chairman, I propose that we have a leader of the council.
Is that seconded? I call upon Councillor Arnold to make a speech in favour of the motion.
I've been on this council for nearly 10 years now. In all that time, there's always been a leader. To me, it's an integral part in the management of the council. And I've got a few reasons why we should have a leader here. The purpose of a leader is to provide effective political leadership and strategic direction for the council and to act as the political spokesman for the council. To provide leadership to the council and its political administration. And to lead and develop of local, regional and national policy and strategic partnerships. To liaise with the chief executive relating to the operation of the council and to meet regularly with the chief executive directors and other relevant senior officers to consider and recommend action within approved policies and strategies. I haven't got many left. To be a key contact for corporate management team and outside organisations including central government, local authority associations and council partners, and to positively promote the council and the community in the media. And for that reason, I suggest we have a leader of the council.
Thank you, Councillor Arnold. Does anybody wish to speak on this subject? Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Chair, and congratulations on your elevation. Yes, I can see the point of having a leader. Councillor Arnold has said it makes quite a lot of sense. Can you actually look at the world that we're in? And that is a world that is dramatically changing. We're looking at powerhouses, we're looking at combined authorities, etc. And the process that we've had, particularly with combined authorities, is not fair on that leader. Because she or he has to go away, make decisions upon behalf of the council on a subject where she's got to come up with the answers, but nobody knows the question. And then come back and justify or ignore council, whichever it turns out to be. We're based on a committee structure. And on that basis, all opposition parties have got an input. And we don't need political leadership to come from regular meetings with the chief executive, if I heard Councillor Arnold correctly. To recommend policies and strategies. This is a conga council approach. The policy of this council should come from within the committees and then go to full council, and if it comes from a smaller party, it's likely to get defeated by the larger party's voting power. That's democracy, that's fair enough. But for the chief executive and the leader of council, whoever he or she is, to be proposing policies may well work in an executive type system is not appropriate for this sort of council. So on that basis, Chair, in line with where we've done in the past, and it works incredibly well when you have jobs coming up and it's not always the same person. In other words, the chair of policy could go to a body and so on. And there would be more discussion within the council as to what's going on. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Andrews.
Simply say that I knew this council when it didn't have a leader, it worked a lot better, in my opinion. And I would say that the process of leadership has failed. I refer to a certain incident in regard to a certain car park, where recommendations kept on coming forward from the officers, fully supported by the leader. They didn't make sense. The public couldn't see the sense of them, but they nevertheless came forward one after the other. And the reason was because the chief executive and the leader were doing it all themselves, and very few other people were actually involved. That is what has happened as a result of having a leadership system in this council.
Councillor Ives.
I tell you what's happened as a result of having leadership in this council. We have achieved more in the past 5 years than we have ever done before. Look at what we've achieved together. Bamfields Junction, upgraded. Flood defences at Pickering, built. £1 million of new Hearns Burners saved and ready to spend in the future. This council is now a can-do council because of the strategic leadership that the position of leader provides, and long may it continue.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I didn't follow Luke really, because he said all I was going to say really. But all I would say to John, I'll treat you like I do if I was a chairman. I don't agree with you. And as for Wentworth Street car park, well, it comes up every time we talk about it, doesn't it? And we're getting a bit fed up of it. Thank you very much.
As the motion has been moved and seconded, I'll put that to the vote. Yes. They are recorded.
I realise they are recorded, but a recorded vote has got an actual meaning, and it means that the vote is recorded in the minutes, as opposed to just being recorded on text. So if you'd like it in full, I would like the votes individually to be recorded in the minutes for the next meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. I appreciate your guidance on that.
Eighteen votes for, 5 votes against, 1 abstention.
The motion is carried. Now that the council has agreed to have a leader of council, are there any nominations for the position of that leader? Councillor Arnold.
I would like to nominate Councillor Cowling, please.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Bailey. Thank you. Are there any other nominations? I call upon Councillor Arnold to make a speech in favour of the motion.
Thank you, Chairman. As you're all aware, Councillor Cowling is a tireless worker and ambassador for this council. She is in regular contact with leaders around the county. She keeps a discerning eye on the workings of this council, with regular meetings with the chief executive and her team, enabling her to keep this council updated regular council meetings. She stands before you to be questioned, interrogated, and even attacked. But she always got an answer. Whether it fits in with what you want is a different matter. I've got another list, but I won't go through it. So therefore, I promote that Councillor Cowling be chair, leader of the council.
Does anyone else wish to speak in favour of the motion? Councillor Roper.
Thank you, Chairman. Congratulations on your elevation to the heights. I'll speak on behalf of Councillor Cowling as leader. She's done sterling jobs since she first took on this particular role, in the face of opposition from others. She's always played a straight bat, we use a cricket analogy, and she hits them for six whenever she can. Thank you.
Anybody else? Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a second. I would like to support Councillor Cowling and to say, in having a leader, of course, I mean, this is a Conservative group majority, but the leader's job is to take forward the views of the council. And contrary to the debate we had as to whether or not we should have a leader, I do believe that Councillor Cowling does take forward the views of the council. They're often not going to be unanimous views, but we have to come to a view. We have to make that view fit into the work that other councils and other people are doing around us. And it's critically important to have a political angle to take outside, as well as, of course, the ceremonial angle, which you yourself do as chairman. And so it's a tough job out there. You've got to form the collective view of the council, whatever that may be, and then you've got to go out there and pedal it forward, get the best deal you can, and defend against others taking things away from you. And I think Councillor Cowling has done that difficult balance admirably. I'm happy to support her going forward.
Thank you. I think would you like to say any more? As the motion has been moved and seconded, I'll put it to the vote.
18 votes for, 5 votes against, 1 abstention.
So the motion is carried. I hereby declare that Councillor Cowling has been elected leader of the council for the ensuing year. Does anyone wish to move a motion on the principle of having a deputy leader of council? Councillor Cowling.
Thank you, Chairman. I should like to move that we not have a deputy leader of council.
Is that seconded? Thank you. I call upon Councillor Cowling to make a speech in favour of the motion.
I think the experience over the years that we've had a leader in this council has proven that there isn't really a role for a deputy leader. So I think it's pointless just appointing somebody because you can.
Anybody else? No. Does the seconder wish to speak in favour of the motion? Oh, sorry. Sorry, Councillor Clark, I missed your...
Yeah, I get quite used to being missed. I'm fairly low-profile chair, as you may find out as the year goes on. This is a fascinating situation, because I can't remember if it's 1 or 2 years ago, one annual council feels very much like the next one, or the previous one. But we had an interesting debate about, led by the Conservative group, under their leadership, which, you know, clearly points us all in the right direction, that we must have a funding for a deputy leader. Our previous leader had said that she was not able to do all the things that needed to be done at that time, which is very understandable for those who've got work and jobs and businesses outside of council. But so therefore we recommended at the time that it would be a good idea for what proportion that leader couldn't do if that money was put to a deputy leader. and that failed miserably. And then along came the Conservative group and proposed that we should have money, but it should be extra out of the pot for the deputy leader. And they felt very strongly that you needed a deputy leader and that there should be money there. And now, as the supreme leader has found her way or can't find anybody within her own group that is so close to her that they would like to deputise for her, we have her leadership when she is able to lead, and when she's not able to lead, no deputy. Now, we're not in favour of having a deputy or a leader. It wouldn't make much sense being in favour of having a deputy when you're opposed to having a leader. That really would be stretching the imagination. But, again, it is illogical. And yes, we will be supporting this motion to not have a deputy leader. But lots of the arguments for not having a deputy leader, I hasten to add, and going back to, as a certain councillor in this room went back to the debate we've had, the first one went back to it in the second one, there is not a lot of political leadership by not having anybody who's prepared to follow you as number two. So on that basis, Chair, yes, we will be supporting it, but I suspect for other reasons.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Just a small request for the future. I would appreciate it if you could use the term leader rather than the supreme leader, because leader is the correct term.
Very kind of you, Chair. I thought we were getting on quite well. We've been going sort of 20-odd minutes so far. But that aside, I will, and have been elected to this council, to use whatever words I think are suitable. And I will use them, and nobody will put in my mouth what words I'm going to use. Thank you, Chair. We can continue like this if you wish.
No, thank you. Does the seconder wish to speak in favour of the motion? Oh, sorry, Councillor Cowley.
It is a matter of public record what John has said here, so I feel like I can't just let it slide by. John has intimated that there is nobody within my group who is willing to be deputy leader. Well, pardon? Sorry. That is absolutely not true. I think there would be quite a scrabble for who was going to be deputy leader, and there are many within the group who would be willing to support me in doing the leader's work. What experience has taught me is that with all the change that's going on at the moment, it's really important that the person who is leader of this council does attend all those meetings. What I have learnt through doing this position for the last, I believe it's about 3 years now, is that I can manage to get to all those meetings, and I haven't needed a deputy. So as I've said before, I can't see the point of putting somebody in that position if we genuinely don't need them, just doing it for the hell of it. Thank you.
Anybody else? Does the seconder, no, would the mover of the motion like to reply to the debate? Oh, that was it, was it? Okay. As the motion has been moved and seconded, I'll put it to the vote.
That's carried unanimously.
Okay, turning to item 11, the allocation of seats on committees between the political groups and the appointment of members to committees. We're looking at the officer's recommendations in paragraph 2 of the report on page 21 of the agenda. The chief executive has asked me to thank group leaders of political groups for supplying nominations to the committees before this meeting. I intend to deal with the recommendations en bloc, accepting recommendation 4 relating to the election of chairman and vice chairman of the standing committees, with the exception of the licensing committee. Will someone move the recommendations? Thank you, Councillor Cowling.
Yes, I'd like to move the recommendations 1, 2, 3, 5 and 6. I'm sorry for the confusion I've caused within my own group. I've given you last year's sheet. Yeah.
Is that seconded? Councillor Arnold, thank you. As the motion has been moved and seconded, I'll put it to the vote.
That's carried unanimously.
Okay, the motion is carried. Dealing next with recommendation 4 relating to the election of chairman and vice chairman of the standing committees, with the exception of the licensing committee, starting with, are there any nominations for the position of chairman of policy and resources? Councillor Arnold?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Cowling as chairman of PNR.
Is that seconded?
Yep.
Councillor Arnold? Okay, vice chairman of PNR.
Are there any other nominations for chairman?
Oh, sorry. Are there any other nominations for chairman? As the motion is moved and seconded, I'll put that to the vote.
That's Councillor Cowling.
Eighteen votes for, one vote against, five abstentions.
Are there any nominations for the position of Vice Chairman of PNR? Councillor Cowling?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Stephen Arnold.
Is that seconded?
Councillor Bailey.
Are there any other nominations? As the motion is moved and seconded, I'll put it to the vote.
Votes for, six abstentions.
The motion is carried. Are there any nominations for the position of Chairman of Planning? Councillor Cowling.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Winder.
Is that seconded? Yep. Councillor Arnold. Are there any other nominations? As the motion is moved and seconded, I'll put it to the vote.
Eighteen votes for, six abstentions.
Are there any nominations for the position? Oh, sorry, the motion is carried. Are there any nominations for the position of Vice Chairman of Planning? Councillor Cowling?
I should like to nominate Councillor Janet Frank.
Is that seconded? Councillor Arnold. Are there any other nominations? As the motion is moved and seconded, I'll put that to the vote.
18 votes for, 6 abstentions.
Are there any nominations for the position of Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny? Councillor Wainwright.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I would like to nominate Councillor Mrs. Dykeel for the position of Chairman of the Overview and Scrutiny Committee.
A seconder? Councillor Jarrett. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Clark.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Mike Potter, please.
Councillor Potter. Is it seconded? Yeah, Councillor Thornton. Are there any other nominations? Okay, I'll put that to the vote. Voting, press button 2.
Point of order, Chair. I think we've had in other things speeches made on behalf of candidates. Sorry. Why are we not having it now?
Right, where are we now? Councillor Wainwright, would you like to speak as mover for Councillor Keel?
Thank you, Chairman. Councillor Mrs. Keel, as many of you know, has been on this council for a number of years, has been the chairman of this council, and she coped very well with the problems that being chairman of this council can throw at you. I feel sure that being the chairman of the Overview and Scrutiny will come as a dottle to her, so I hope we will all support Councillor Mrs. Keel. Thank you, Chairman.
Councillor Jarrett, do you want to say anything? No. Councillor Clark, do you want to speak on behalf of Councillor Potter?
Thank you, Chair. Very interesting situation that we've got here now. The most local councils, including Rideau, work on the basis of systems that work. So, for example, and no offence to you, Chair, of course, but the Chair of Council was always somebody in their second term. And the Chair of Council rotated round the political groups because it's not a political appointment. This worked perfectly well. We had Conservative chairs, Independent chairs, Liberal Democrat chairs, and then it was the Liberal group's chairs, and we suddenly changed the system. We had no idea but why that happened. It was pure coincidence, we were led to believe, but a slight element of suspicion told us that it wasn't. The Chair of Overview and Scrutiny, for as long as the Chairs of Overview and Scrutiny had existed, went to the largest opposition group. This sailed along fine until 5 years ago, when the Liberals made the mistake of being the largest opposition group. And the Tories proposed Councillor Wainwright. Now, that's absolutely fine. He's done a good job. But what you are looking for in a chair of scrutiny is challenge and possibly experience. Now, Councillor Keel's experience on inexperience on scrutiny is only equaled by Councillor Potter. They've both just arrived. But the Liberal Democrats are not, by a long, long way, the largest opposition group. They are not the challenge to the Conservatives in this council. And if they are, why do they not get the opprobrium thrown at them in the nice, friendly way that we do? So on that basis, Councillor Potter, who's challenged the Tories on every opportunity, is a far better candidate than his opponent. There's only one thing I can say in favour of the Liberal Democrat candidate, and that is this may give them a chance to beat the Liberals in an election. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Thornton, do you want to say anything?
Thank you. The chair going to the smallest party is repeating itself, and it's an interesting process. I would like to say on Councillor Potter's behalf, he's an excellent organiser. He is very strong on timekeeping, and he's very good at chairing committees, having chaired the Pickering Civic Society, and I am sure his detailed scrutiny of data and regulations is excellent from his previous incarnation at work. So I would commend him as a suitable chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Since that has been debated, and we'll put this to the vote, if you wish to vote for Councillor Keel, press number 2, and if Councillor Potter, press number 3. Just press 2 for Councillor Keel,
and
3 for Councillor Potter.
They're all the same, aren't they? All the things are the same. We just try to avoid the word plus and minus because it's loaded.
Sixteen votes for Councillor Keel, 6 votes for Councillor Potter, 2 abstentions.
The Councillor Keel has been appointed Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny. Okay, are there any nominations for the position of Vice Chairman, Overview and Scrutiny? Councillor Cowling.
Chairman, I'd like to move that Councillor Geoff Aikum be elected as Vice Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny.
Is this seconded? Councillor Arnold. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Clark.
To my surprise, Chair, with the previous election result being so close, I gather from to my left, and there's a lot of people politically to my left, that Councillor Potter would like to have his name put forward as Vice Chair, because on the basis that from the vote we've just had, lots of Conservatives, for some reason that we can't understand, seem massively keen on the present chair of overview and scrutiny, and therefore on that basis they would be probably even keener on the vice chair being a member of their own party. So on that basis, Chair, I wish to propose Councillor Potter.
Thank you. Is that seconded? Councillor Thornton. Thank you. Councillor Cowling, would you like to speak on behalf of Councillor Aiken?
I think everybody knows my views, that if it was within my gift, the whole of the opposition on this council would be on overview and scrutiny, but that's not how it works. We are a fourth option authority. We have political proportionality, but I do believe in the opposition doing the overview and scrutiny role, but that's as it may be. The one person who I can be absolutely sure will scrutinise our decisions, and if they are wrong or they're not within policy, is Jeff Aiken. And he won't be frightened of telling me whether it be group policy or not. If he thinks it's wrong, Jeff will say so. So I have absolute faith in him being Vice Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny.
Councillor Arnold? No. Councillor Clark? Do you want to say any more?
No, thank you, Chair. I think I've made sufficient speech in favour of our brilliant candidate.
Councillor Thorne?
Thank you, Chair. I do apologise for omitting to congratulate you on your levitation, so congratulations. I'd just like to add to the talents of my fellow councillor Potter by adding the ability to maintain enthusiasm and determination in the face of insurmountable odds.
Thank you. Anybody else want to speak? Councillor Ives.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to highlight that the Conservative Group make up 19/30 of this council, so nearly two thirds. And so if you take out the chairman of the committees and the leader of council, still we've got more backbenchers than the rest of you put together. So it's only right that actually we have someone who can take part in the scrutiny process from the forefront. And I know that Jeff will do an excellent job, as he has been doing over the past few years. And just to point out, Councillor Potter, you have been on the council now for a few months, but if you compare that to the experience of Councillor Aiken, I think the difference is quite vast there. So I think, first of all, it's right that even though we are the controlling group, we do there is an opportunity for backbenchers to have a say in the scrutiny process. And also, I think that Jeff is a brilliant candidate as well. Thank you.
Okay, I think that's been debated enough. I'll put this to the vote. So same principle as last time. Two for Councillor Aiken and three for Councillor Potter.
Eighteen votes for Councillor Aiken, six votes for Councillor Potter, one abstention.
Yeah, so that's Councillor Aiken as Vice Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny. I should say that regarding Councillor Keel, it has been confirmed by Councillor Keel in writing that she is willing to undertake the role that she's been offered. Should it be offered? Yeah. On behalf of the Council, Councillor Wainwright, I would like to thank you very much indeed for 5 years as Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny. I think everything I've heard about your work on that committee through the years. It's exemplary. Thank you very much indeed. Moving on to item 12 on your agenda, appointment of independent persons. There are two names listed on the agenda and information about them should be in front of you. Please could some... Please could somebody move and second the appointment to both these candidates? Councillor Wainwright.
Thank you, Chairman. I have great pleasure in moving the two independent candidates, and you have a profile of them in front of you, that they be on a profile, that they be accepted as the independent persons on the Standards Committee.
Is that seconded? Councillor Aiken, thank you. Anybody want anything else? No. As the motion is moved and seconded, I'll put it to the vote.
There's no urgent business in this case.
That's carried unanimously.
Item 13, I have no urgent business. Just for information, Keane's report is at the back of the agenda.
For information.
We have now finished the council business on the agenda, and I declare the meeting closed, but please allow me one final point. Food is available, and contributions will go towards the chairman's charities, so everybody's welcome to come and have some food.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.